Greetings and happy Valentine's Day. I'm Sevilla Mann, and this is Why's That? Answering your questions about life in Southwest Michigan. We hope you'll share yours at WMUK.org. In 1968, or just before, something went very wrong on Kalamazoo's east side. The air began to stink unbearably. Jim Vanderroost was about 12 at the time.
The main thing that people my age knew was that it was just a putrid odor. And it permeated the whole neighborhood.
The source was no mystery. The sludge pits, as everybody knew them. Lagoons, half a mile from Jim's house, filled with nasty leftovers from the sewer plant. Jim checked them out one time.
The stuff that I saw was kind of a slimy, gray, semi-liquid.
The city, under orders from the state, was trying to do a good thing, clean up the river, which was nearly dead after decades of pollution. But the sludge pits, the first attempt at a cleanup, they were disastrous for the east side.
I'm guessing that that's one of the sludge pits right up there, that height, that area that's kind of elevated.
The lagoons were on a sprawling property at East Michigan Avenue and Nazareth Road. It's fenced in now. Jim and I are peering through a gate and mostly seeing woods and open land. Jim's wondering what became of the site and how it might be used in the future. But we also want to understand why the pits failed, because not only did they stink, they also didn't work for processing sewage.
Hi, I'm Bruce.
Jim Vanderroost, how do you do?
Nice to meet you, Jim.
Here to fill us in is Bruce Merchant, who used to direct public services for the city of Kalamazoo. The city built its first household sewers in the 1880s. Merchant says the drains had one destination.
Went right in the river.
Kalamazoo was also full of paper mills and factories, and they dumped their waste in the river too, as Jim recalls.
The thing is, the river had that odor in the 60s. I mean, the river was, people don't remember it, it was horrible. It wouldn't sustain life of any kind.
Kalamazoo began to treat domestic waste in the 50s, but the river was still ailing. Then in the 60s, the state told the paper mills they had to stop dumping in the river. The city thought the sludge pits would let them treat the extra volume, but Bruce Merchant tells Jim Vanderroost,
it just was not treated well when they pumped it up here.
I think it was kind of the cutting edge, or you might almost call it the bleeding edge of environmental engineering. And I think it was well-intentioned, but it just, you know, it wrecked the neighborhood.
Sure did.
Really did.
The challenge that they really had was the unique blend of industrial waste streams.
That third voice is James Baker, the current city public services director. We met at the sewage plant on Harrison Street. Baker says the sludge pits held pharmaceutical waste
and paper waste. There was also a lot of automotive manufacturing happening in Kalamazoo.
Baker says all those chemicals sort of preserved the sludge.
Really, that sludge is made up of a lot of microorganisms, and the cell wall of those microorganisms was not breaking down.
Baker says the city engineers couldn't just look up a better method.
There was no book on waste stream as complex as what was coming here in Kalamazoo.
But meanwhile, people on the east side were suffering, and they were outraged. They'd always suspected the pits would stink since the city first proposed them. They filed a lawsuit. They took to the streets.
There was a march.
That's Jim Vanderroost back at the lagoon site with former public services director Bruce Merchant.
There was all kinds of
things. Oh, yes. It was a mess. Yeah.
Did you take part in the march?
Yes, I did. There's a little fat kid that walked several miles downtown. So it was
from the east side down
to
downtown?
Down to the city hall.
Finally, in the early 70s, the city did find a way to break down Kalamazoo's unique sewage, and they did it without sludge lagoons. But the closure of the pits came too late for Jim Vanderroost's family. He says they moved to get away from the smell.
So at one point there was talk of turning this into a recreational area, but is it felt that it's too contaminated for that?
Bruce Merchant.
There's too much to deal with out here.
For example,
the police used it as a shooting range for a while down in the low area, and there were some issues as a result of that.
Add the pits and a history of trash dumping, and the site's not ready for the public. Also, the city uses this land for things like leaf composting and wood chipping. After we say goodbye to Bruce Merchant, Jim Vanderroost and I leave the lagoon site. Jim says it's easy to remember the hard feelings about the sludge pits.
Well, I think, as he said, people did their best, and it just was unfortunate that their best wasn't enough.
Send us your questions for Why's That at our website. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.